In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We all enjoy a little mystery. Every other week, One Strange Thing presents forgotten stories from America's newspaper archives. They all have something in common, a single element that can't quite be explained. Join us on One Strange Thing, and you'll hear about a man who was literally stricken with genius. A 21st century child who remembered piloting a World War II bomber. A mysterious, unidentifiable blob in Texas. And then there was the lizard man stalking through small-town South Carolina. From cryptids and disappearances to modern-day miracles, One Strange Thing brings you stories that are very real and just a little otherworldly. Subscribe now, wherever you listen.
Richard Serrett's Strange Planet. Following the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from the Great White North and his studio beneath the stairs. Here's Richard.
Hey, and welcome once again to another episode of Strange Planet. And it is. Thanks, as always, for sticking me in your ear. Most of you are familiar with Nikola Tesla as electrical engineer, inventor, who created the alternating current electricity supply system. Tesla coils, of course, used low current, high voltage electricity. They're used in radios, televisions, other electronics. You may not be as familiar with Tesla's other passion, and that has to do with medicine using pulsed electromagnetic waves. And we're going to get into that right now with a filmmaker, digital journalist, lecturer, educator, Bob Connolly. Was involved in a television series called Timeless Places, an ancient mystery travel TV series. And this TV media is also currently working on a series of documentaries on Tesla medicine. It's going to be out in three episodes. Discover the Secrets of the Universe, Tesla's Medicine. It's a 90-minute documentary feature. And Bob Connolly, great pleasure to welcome you back to Strange Planet. How are you?
I'm feeling wonderful. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Let's just talk a little bit about what you hope to achieve with Tesla's medicine. The first part is it's out, it's available. You've had a screening. There's going to be more. We'll tell people about that. But just tell us a little bit about episode one, electromagnetic fields.
Okay, that's a film that's sort of dedicated to Nikola Tesla's research on magnetism. And we call that the universal fluid. I sort of took that name from friends Anton Mesmer, because he liked to talk about, you know, the universe, and so did Nikola Tesla. He calls it the universal fluid. So episode one, that's the name. And I guess it all started with Tesla in his laboratory. It got burnt down and he became very depressed. And he found that walking through the Earth's magnetic field, it made him feel better. So he got back to nature, and he would walk 10 miles every day moving through the Earth's magnetic field to really recharge himself off of nature. And he found a way to use this type of a magnetic field, the Earth's resonance, the frequency of the Earth, which they call the Schumann resonance, and he put it through his body, and it took away his depression. So a long way around to cure his depression, he used a magnetic field to do it. And I cover that off in my first episode.
Right. And I mean, this is in common use now in Europe, using electricity to heal. Not so much here, but it's changing, right?
Yeah, this whole COVID thing, unfortunately, left a lot of people depressed, especially the teenagers. And I heard from the latest CDC statistics, they said that a third of the female teenagers in the United States are seriously considering suicide right now because the antidepressants aren't working. And that's, you know, quite serious. And one of the best things that magnetic fields will do, magnetic field therapy, will relieve depression. And it's actually FDA cleared to make a claim that magnetic fields will treat drug-resistant depression. And here in Canada, we have several machines in hospitals and in private clinics that are called TMS, which is called transcranial magnetic stimulation. And it has an amazing success rate. And unfortunately, to use it, you need a doctor's prescription. They usually put you on tranquilizers, and that doesn't work, and they move you up to an antidepressant. And unfortunately, most doctors don't know that this technology even exists because they don't teach it in medical school. So this is sort of ongoing, continuing course curriculum that you would take, and then you would learn about this and refer your patients to have this type of therapy.
So just give us a sense of how this technology works. He was using what, oscillators?
Yes. So basically, you're using an alternating current magnetic field. So he was very famous for, you know, sort of, he didn't invent alternating current electricity, but he invented the alternating current distribution system of stepping up the transformers and down, winding the motors. And it's been discovered if you are putting a very low frequency that's alternating or pulsing, turning on and off, around anywhere between 2 to 10 cycles per second, which is called hertz. And you put a very strong magnetic field up to the head to do that. It has a very, very wonderful success rate of bringing you out of a depression. And I came through that system because I was depressed and nobody could tell me what was wrong with me. And somebody suggested that I try magnetic field therapy. And when I did, after 3 days of it, 6 years of depression just went away so quick. I was like a miracle. And I felt that it's time to bring this information out because of the crisis situation that we're really faced with, depression at the moment.
Didn't Tesla plan on putting these Tesla coils, they would have been, you know, flat Tesla coils, like inside the walls of schools?
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess this is a good time to sort of bring out my my set right here. So we've got a flat spiral Tesla coil. This is where Nikola Tesla actually got a patent for that, a spiral coil of wire.
Yes.
And then he's got a cylinder coil. It's down here.
Right.
And so there's two types of coil. This is called a Tesla coil, and this is a Tesla coil. So this is a round cylinder it'll make a field. But this flat coil, it generates a very, very powerful field. And he was using this in his laboratory to demonstrations. So this is a scene from my film where I have a Nikola Tesla lookalike, and he works and demonstrates all his machine, and he delivers his interview from here. So I put myself into the set. So your audience that has seeing this on YouTube will be able to see the set. And he also invented ultraviolet light too. And this is the type of lighting that he invented. And that's episode two,
right?
Like that. So these coils, they put these in the walls of classrooms, and it was in the Netherlands. And they found that the kids were amazingly healthy, and they became smarter, and they already did that study. And it was, I think, about 1912, they were going to do this in New York City, and to do a test to confirm the one that was done in Europe. And it was a front page newspaper, New York Times. And that caused a lot of controversy. So you never really find out if they actually did it or not, but that's when the magnetic field therapy, you sort of took off and blew up, because Tesla was promoting it very worldwide, I would say.
Right. I mean, in the 1920s, that was all the rage, right? Magnetic healing I mean, how many was that like a common appliance in everyone's home? They had a Tesla coil.
It was interesting how it started, because Tesla started the Tesla Electrotherapeutic Company with $200,000 of startup money, which was the same amount of money that J.P. Morgan gave to him to do wireless telephones on Long Island.
Wireless electricity.
Wireless electricity.
Yeah.
He went to Morgan and he says, I will give you not Western Union teletype. I will give you a telephone that's wireless. Ah. And telephone that's wireless is wireless electricity. He never really intended to broadcast huge amounts of power from Long Island. He was just wanted to demonstrate that he could broadcast telephones, which would be, you know, what Marconi took and made radio to the world. That's not talked about a lot. And from that technology of the Tesla Electrotherapeutic Company in the factory that he built to do wireless telephone, which would be wireless electricity, he started experimenting on using the Tesla coils that would step up the frequency to broadcast this electricity. He found there was a healing effect just by being around it. Not too much. There was a magic a dose, a frequency. And he started commercializing this. And it came to the point where Gaylord Wilshire of Wilshire Boulevard took these round Tesla coils and sat, you know, inside them, and healed himself. So he put them on an assembly line, and then he had competitors. And it was extremely popular. You'd buy these in department stores. And about 1923, when they started the AMA and the FDA and they organized healthcare, they decided that all the therapeutics, anything that is the therapeutics, magnetic field therapy, light therapy, hydrotherapy, anything that therapeutics was sort of, wasn't banned, but it was just not taught in medical schools. They wanted to teach, you know, prescribed, you know, medicines. So that's where it all went over to Europe. It never stopped over there. And gradually it's worked their way to Switzerland. And now we have it, you know, today is privatized healthcare, and it's now available to the public to use again.
Bob Connolly is with us. We're talking about Tesla's medicine. And the first episode is titled The Universal Fluid. How is it being, it's not just being used in Europe to cure depression. It's used in a lot of clinics to, with people with spinal cord injuries. Talk to me a little bit about what you discovered. You take us on this wonderful road trip through Europe. You mentioned Switzerland and other places that you go to. How is it being used over there? What did you see?
Okay. So during this whole COVID thing, a lot of the sort of QAnon and conspiracy theorists, they came up and said that the military has these things called biobeds and med beds, biobeds, and you're like Star Trek, and you just lay on it, and it, you know, it heals you, and it's all going to become, you know, popular, and they're going to release it any day now, right? That's sort of so with the magic of television. Yeah, we're going to take you there, and the people on YouTube will get to see this. So we'll show you the frequency generator that does a modern version of Nikola Tesla.
All right. There we are.
So this is a mass frequency generator. This is one of the more modern ones. It does from 1 hertz to 10,000 hertz, and it's got about 20 different shapes of complex waveforms. This is the generator that would generate the Tesla coils that could be in a pillow or a mat. So let's take the world from the old Tesla up to the new Tesla's medicine, which would be like the biobed of Star Trek.
Ah, wow.
And here it is. And here we have a modern clinic, which you'd describe. And this, you could kind of consider this could be a very advanced clinic in Switzerland. I've basically, you know, got a stock image of, you know, of a spaceship, and put the mass flat mat and the pillow and the controller unit to give your audience an idea that what QAnon was talking about, that this technology that was used for the military and space program, well, it's available here on Earth, and these things are made in Austria, and there's many different manufacturers that Germany and Switzerland and Italy manufacture almost all of these, and they're very popular over there. And Health Canada, luckily for us Canadians, that Health Canada started licensing these machines. They allow you to make claims that it'll reduce inflammation. So yeah, anybody that's got heart problems with inflammation, you're allowed to say these things will treat inflammation. And they improve microcirculation. So if you have a poor circulation through your entire body, this will open up the blood vessels. So the blood will go through it, and it will stop the platelets from sticking together. So the pludgy blood will go away. So for the blood clots, so you're allowed to say these things. You're actually allowed to make these claims. And it will treat the muscle skeletal system. So if you have bones that are not mending or osteoporosis type bones, it does a very good job on that. So those three things. So legally allowed to make claims in Canada, improves microcirculation, reduces inflammation, and treats muscle skeletal disorders. You just can't say, it treats arthritis.
Right.
You can't actually say a disease is sort of, all encompassing. So just those three things, it sort of like does almost everything.
Yeah, inflammation covers a lot of ground, and so does, you know, improving microcirculation. It's now approved by Health Canada. In the U.S., the FDA allows you to say that it can be used, or you can use it to treat depression.
Yes. So how they've done in the FDA is that about 10 years ago, they allowed transcranial magnetic field therapy to be used if you fail a couple of drugs. And that's just the coil to the head, and that's a licensed machine, and they already did the studies on it. So it's FDA cleared to make the claim of depression. And they have another machine that if you break a bone and it doesn't mend after 90 days, it's called a non-union bone fracture, then you can use magnetic field therapy of a machine that's FDA cleared to make that claim. However, the blessing of the FDA, like this, is that we are in a very strange time right now, because they held out a lot of these types of machines even from coming in to the United States. And this particular machine, the MAS, it's actually FDA registered, but you can't make any claims of it. And they actually don't want you to make any claims, because if you make a claim, you have to prove that it actually works. So the FDA has developed a new category of wellness machines. And if it helps you to your body to degenerate into a chronic condition, if this machine will stop you from generating, you know, a disease that will turn into a chronic condition, then you can bring this in as a wellness device. You just can't make any specific claims of a disease. Where in Canada, they want you to register and have the devices that the government will give you a license. And so when you sell the machine, the Health Canada makes a percentage of it. But in the United States, they don't want a percentage of it, just don't make a claim. If you want to make a claim, you have to put it through the test and you have to give the FDA a percentage of it. So none of the companies are making claims. And that's sort of, it's good, because we can start using these machines in the United States and in Canada, which is extremely good.
Yes.
They're not banning the machines anymore. But unfortunately, because you can't make any claims, it's hard to really tell the audience that they actually do something that to treat a certain particular disease, why somebody would want to buy it.
Right.
So that's where my movie comes in.
Exactly. So, people can do their own research, and a great place to start would be with this documentary. It's the first part is now out, and it's Tesla's Medicine. Part one is, or episode one, The Universal Fluid. Let's take a time out. We'll come back and we'll discuss more about that. And we're going to get around to talking about, well, it was Tesla's favorite food. It happens to be one of mine as well. But wait till you hear about this technology and how it is affecting honey and bee populations. Stay with us.
Wonderful.
Overwhelmed by investing?
If you're anything like us, the hardest part is getting started. That's why we created the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Our goal is to help simplify money so it can work for you.
We invite guests to demystify investing.
At least try to be setting aside like the minimum 10% into the 401k.
We'll teach you the basics of the market.
Yeah, I think compound interest should be at the start of any discussion about investing. And
we've had investment professionals who teach in a simple way.
A valuation-driven bear market. You know, we haven't really seen yet, and I think everyone's thinking about it, but we haven't really seen yet.
Our Q&A episodes feature questions from listeners just like you.
So what do you think about the situation with ETBI, which is Activision?
I'm Dave Ahern.
And I'm Andrew Sather.
And we hope you join us on the Investing for Beginners podcast.
On the Investing for Beginners podcast. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be buried in an avalanche?
Weird foreign feeling of despair.
Or how it feels to crash a skydive?
I remember hearing a thud, feeling my body hit the ground.
Or how you would react if you were being attacked by an alligator?
At the end of my leg is this huge alligator head on my leg.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a victim of an attack.
Dragging me into the bathroom and saying, I'm going to kill you, now you're going to die.
You'll hear from a man who discovered a baby.
How could this be? How could there be a baby on the ground?
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Plinky County 911. There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in.
What Was That Like is a podcast about real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town Podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again. And Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. We give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town Podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
The truth will set you free. But first, it will really tick you off. Welcome back to Richard Serrett's Strange Planet.
And we're back with digital journalist, filmmaker, educator, lecturer, Bob Connolly, and the first episode of Tesla's Medicine, the Universal Fluid, is now out and having some limited screenings. We should, before we get to talking about the bees, Bob, I just wanted to give people a sense of what happens. I know you had a wonderful screening up here in Canada. It was up in Keswick, Ontario, in late April. And there'll be more of them, and we'll alert people to when they're happening and so forth. Just give people a sense. You know, you don't just sit in a theater and watch a movie. What else happens?
What I found out, the movie theaters have taken a big hit anyhow because of the online streaming.
Yes.
And then COVID came in and it basically shut down the theaters, and they're having a problems getting back going again. So the what I'm seeing happening is that the movie theaters are, they're trying to get corporations and book authors, people that like to do TED Talks, to come in and use movie theaters to do this. So it's like lectures, and they're trying to get people to make presentations that are a lot better than a PowerPoint presentation to inspire the audience, because they've got a place in surround sound and they've got a big screen. So I took note of that, and I saw that people aren't going to movies because you can go and see a movie on Apple or thing, but people they're going to lectures. They're very popular. Like anybody that wants to get into a TED Talk, you're sort of like, you're waiting for a long time. So what I decided to do is, you know, I made my film in surround sound. I spent 6 months just to write the soundtrack for it. And so my lecture is in surround sound. I walk out on the stage. I, you know, give them a little bit of a heads up why I'm doing this, like sort of what we just did. And then we play the film. And in some places, I'll stop the film and walk out and introduce the person was in the film. So it's like an interactive movie. And then it will go to the end. And then at the end of the film, I'll come out and answer questions or have people interview me. And then when that's all done, we bring all the machines that they see in the film to the theater, and everybody gets to try them out and then take them home or learn about it. So it's done extremely well. Like the shows that we did in an afternoon, that usually they don't even run in the afternoons anymore. We sold out two afternoon shows and we played one at night too. So we had three shows in one day where usually there's nobody in the theater at all. So
yeah, it's, I mean, totally interactive. Nothing like it I've seen ever presented on in a theater on stage. You watch the movie. Some of the principals then appear on stage. The technology comes out a little bit later. People, I'm assuming people can come up on stage and try some of the technology, the Tesla medicine.
Well, it depends where we're actually giving the performance. And some places don't have stages, so we have only one person there. But when we did the show at the Ontario Science Center, it had a big stage, and you know we filled it up with it. And when it was in, they all rushed the stage. Like we had to be out at 12 o'clock. You know, we're supposed to be packed up, and like people were there to 12:30, and the Science Center was saying, "Look, this has to go," and people just didn't want to go. So we're getting to that when. We have to work that out. They love the machines. They're very excited about seeing what it does in the movie, and everybody wants to experience it. So
for more information on the movie and upcoming screenings, you can go to teslamedicine.com, teslamedicine.com. And you say Tesla's most famous quote is, if you want to discover the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. You said that served as the storyboard for this film. Just tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the energy you would consider to be the magnetic fields from the Earth, and energy could be heat from the sun. So are two sources of energy, like yin yang, and you need both. And currently right now, we're not getting anyone because any of them, because the kids are staying inside playing video games and they're not going out, you know, into the sun playing games and doing that. So we've lost our contact to nature, and that was Tesla's big thing. So depending on what frequency you're using of those two energy sources, the Earth, which is the magnetic field, and the sun, which would be a photon. So an electron and a photon. So on Earth, good energy for the Earth is about 10 hertz. And a good energy from the sun would be from far infrared. You feel that as heat in the wintertime, up to ultraviolet light. And I've got a really special frequency in nanometers at 295 nanometers. That's the secret frequency of the sun, which they call UVB, but that specific frequency activates the vitamin D in your skin. It takes the cholesterol and turns it into a steroid, and the blood comes up and it pulls the steroid into your skin, and it goes and kills all the microorganisms and makes your bones strong. So that's the frequency. And then you've got a vibration. And what Tesla did is he made an oscillator, and you stood on this oscillator, which is quite popular now. You have these vibration plates. He invented that a long time ago. And he knew how to dial in a frequency that caused the body to do eliminations. You know, he did that to Mark Twain as a demonstration. Oh, yes. And he turned on a frequency in front of people, and Mark Twain had to go to the bathroom right away.
They were best friends. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that, Tesla and Mark Twain.
Yeah, best friends. Yeah, so that's the vibration aspect of it. However, vibrations would also be, you know, vibrating your body with sound. And a vibration, what is amazing, which they discovered, and that's the third episode of the movie, Vibration. I go to the Society of Alzheimer's Disease in Toronto, and they've discovered that if you can find the person's favorite song, it's the song maybe they got married to or they grew up with, and play that through headphones, a magnetic field, not earbuds, either live, so it vibrates your body, or a magnetic field goes through your head, something happens where your consciousness tunnels down to where your memories are stored because you're listening to the sound, and all of a sudden, you've completely come out of your lost memory, and you can have a conversation with the person like he's totally there. So the Toronto Alzheimer's Society is actually giving away iPads and headphones for free They got Apple to put all the old songs on the iPad. And what you have to do is, as a caregiver, you have to find out, you know, the right song. And as soon as you found the right song, all of a sudden you can talk, you know, to your patient or to your relative. It's a wonderful technology.
Wow.
So that's vibrations.
Fantastic. Absolutely amazing. All right. So, you know what? We'll take another quick time out when we come back. Then we're going to talk about the bees. Save the bees.
Do you want to know what it's like to hang out with MS-13 in El Salvador? How the Russian mafia fought battles all over Brooklyn in the 1990s.
Or what about that time I got lost in the Burmese jungle hunting the world's biggest meth lab? Or why the Japanese Yakuza have all those crazy dragon tattoos? I'm Sean Williams.
And I'm Danny Gold. And we're the host of the Underworld Podcast. We're journalists that have traveled all over, reporting on dangerous people and places. And every week, we'll be bringing you a new story about organized crime from all over the world.
We know this stuff because we've been there. We've seen it. And we've got the near misses and embarrassing tales to go with it. We'll mix in reporting with our own experiences in the field, and we'll throw in some bad jokes while we're at it.
The Underworld Podcast explores the criminal underworlds that affect all of our lives, whether we know it or not. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. We're now crossing a zone of turbulence. Please return your seats and food trays to their upright position and make sure your carry-on luggage is safely stowed. You're about to leave everything you know behind. This is Richard Serrett's Strange Planet. Strange Planet.
And we are back with digital journalist, television producer, writer, educator, composer, documentary filmmaker, Bob Connolly, and we're talking about Tesla Medicine. And the first episode is now completed. It's being test marketed in a number of locations. If you want to find out more about the film and about Tesla Medicine, go to teslamedicine.com, teslamedicine.com. All right, so this is something that I didn't know, and that is towards, well, I guess the later years, Nikola Tesla practically lived on honey. Milk and oatmeal, but honey. I love honey. So tell me how Tesla technology is being used in conjunction with honey and bees.
So during my research, I always came across his, his eccentric lifestyle. He was a surgeon for pigeons. Most people will think that he fell in love with, you know, birds. They think he's crazy, but he was actually he retired and he became a surgeon for pigeons because they lost their flight path, carrier pigeons, because of a lot of the radio waves, and he felt a little bit guilty about that. So he was a bird lover because of that. And he was very much into nature and the bees too, because he was worried about the bees. He felt when the bees are gone, like, you know, we will be gone. So that was very concerning for him. But he also knew that honey had a amazing disinfectant properties to it. Before drugs came around, they were using it back in Egypt, and before, in World War I, if you got a wound, you would just go and raid a beehive, and you just put the honey on your body, and you wouldn't be infected to it. So it's amazing the medical capabilities of that. And he found out that the antibacterial properties of eating the honey kept himself healthy. But he was also very concerned about how to keep the bees alive too. So one of the things that I came across when I was making the movie, somebody came to me and says, we found a way to cure colony collapse disorder. You should make a movie about it. And I went, what? They introduced me to the machine that did it. And I went, I got to put it in the film. So, and we just shot, a couple of days ago, and I'll give you an introduction to it. It's amazing technology, but it started out as a machine about this big, that high, and about that wide, and it had magnets, and they were inside of a column, and there was one at the top and at the bottom, and they would spin, so it would pulse an electromagnetic field mechanically. So instead of moving the magnetic field through you on the mat that you had seen like this, what you're doing is you're spinning the magnets, so the magnets are coming closer and away from you. So as a person wanted to invent a machine to be used in clinics, and you'd sit there and pulse magnetic fields would come out of it, and that was difficult to sell. So they pulled each individual magnets out that were like this, and they started selling them to practitioners just to move over your body, like Franz right. Anton Mesmer would do. And so they started selling them to chiropractors. And what happened was somebody stuck them in a beehive one day, and the bees didn't die. So they said, oh, we've discovered a way to cure colony collapse disorder. So they made a whole pile of them, and they went to some beekeepers, and they just gave them to them and asked them to do some research. And they just put it in the bottom of the beehive. And the bees, moved over the magnetic field, and they were very healthy. And in the winter, they opened it up, and none of the bees died. And so they said, wow, we've got a real winner here. Right. So they took the honey out of the beehive, and they packaged them in a carton, and they sat it on top of the machine that they were going to sell to healthcare clinics, and the spinning magnets charged up the honey. They energized the honey, and they call the honey they sell Pure Wave honey.
Pure Wave.
Energized with, pulse magnetic fields. And so this is like a commercial product that you can buy.
How did they make that connection? I guess they just thought they would give it a try. I mean, what strikes me is the hexagonal shape there. And when we think of a beehive, all the little cells in the beehive are hexagons, right?
Yeah, it's it was a progression as it was made, as I get closer into the inventors and the politics and the people that are marketing and doing that. But it actually started out as a square, but inside where the magnets are placed, they're placed in a shape called the flower of life. So there's a magnet that goes across the top and on the bottom like this, and then there's ones that go here into the middle of it like that. So the first one was a square, but then when they found out that it, by sticking the square in the beehive, they got healed, they said, well, we should make it like the beehive, and they just cut off the corner so it looks exactly right. Like the neodymium magnets that are inside this. That's how that came about.
Fantastic.
And I put a tomato on it like two and weeks ago to test it out, and the tomato hasn't gone bad, and I don't even put it on the top of the plate anymore, and the tomato is still good. And so what they did to test it out, they set it up to a food testing facility up in Montreal, and they put, I think, some chicken that was ground up and some raspberries, and they put it on the magnet for only 5 minutes, and it killed all the harmful bacteria that was in the food. It was amazing what it did with only 5 minutes. Everybody was like shocked. So there's something about the geometry of where the magnets are placed, because they, if you take a North Pole and a North Pole and you push them together, they push themselves apart. So the way the magnets are being held together, they're very powerful magnets that are inside. They're pushing and pulling on each other, which is making a very interesting ball of energy, because you can bring a compass up to it and it doesn't know if it's north or south. There's no north or south pole. Right. It's just a magnetic field that's oscillating, you know, everywhere. So they just sort of, the flower of life, neat geometry, let's stick it in this sort of pattern and let's see what happens. And, you know, it's amazing what happened from that discovery of
And the magnetic waves that are coming off of this, it's retained inside the honey long after you take the honey away from the magnets, right? I mean,
from what we see, that if you take something that goes rotten very quickly, it slows down the aging process. And if there's any viruses and bacteria in it, which causes the food to go bad, that sort of stops. You can take a fresh cut flowers and they'll stay good for 3-4 weeks, where they'd be gone in maybe 1 week. And fruit lasts longer, and anything that would have a bad microorganism that would cause the food not to be healthy, you just put it on and it sort of goes away. So I guess when you stick it in the beehive, the bees are flying around and they've got they're being exposed to the pesticides and maybe the frequencies that are, you know, permeating our atmosphere. When the bees come into the hive, they put this in the bottom when they come in, and when they pass over top of it, it's like all the harmful chemicals and radiation gets flushed out. So they survive the winter.
So
I'd like to show this.
Well, colony collapse is potentially catastrophic, because I mean, without bees, nothing gets pollinated. Our food supply could collapse. So this could be the answer, right? This could save
the bees,
the bees, and save us.
And it's extremely simple. You know, it doesn't require, you know, any maintenance, or, you know, there's no wear and tear, never wears out. Magnetism is pretty cool, and it's not talked about a lot because you can't patent it. And it's been around since the Egyptians. They used it as a lodestone, and they used it for healing, you know, back then. So we're rediscovering all these things right now.
Well, we got to get those hexagons into every beekeeper everywhere and throughout North America, the world, really, and perhaps we will one day. Do you have a little clip you wanted to play?
Yeah, I can play you a clip. Yeah. Okay, so I'll talk over top of it.
Yeah.
This is me in my Airstream going to visit a researcher. Her name is Dr. Magda Havas. Mm-hmm. And she is a Trent University professor, and this is one of the largest universities in the world to study the environment. And she asked me to come along and participate in the study at the university. A beekeeper came to...
We did some research at Trent University where we were studying the effects of radio frequency radiation on the bees. We had some beehives at a farm and exposed them to current household items that we have that emit wireless radiation. One of the things we noticed is that the bees started coming out of the hive very, very quickly.
Oh, and you look at their behavior, they're all just quite happily, they're not running around, they're kind of very settled, they're fanning, they're keeping the place cool and protecting. Because these ones are running up and down at the entrance. The sounds here is not normal.
So we were testing the effect of the radiation of wireless technology. And this is the place that we're currently going to. So this grouping of beehives right here, they didn't survive the wintertime. They weren't very healthy at all. And out of the 30 colonies there, they lost 15 of them. And the ones that were alive, they didn't do too well. And right across in another field, these hives right here, they all had the magnets in the bottom of them. And here's Magda is researching the technology that they use to keep their bees alive. And this is a shot of one of the magnets at the bottom of the beehive where they come and go in. And when they open up these things, there were so many bees.
But it's swarming because they've run out of room.
They were swarming.
It's a super strong hive.
So they had to split the hives. So in fact, they didn't die. There was like too many bees. The bees didn't have anywhere to go. So they had to add additional boxes on the top. And it's all because of that just simple magnet that's placed at the bottom of the beehive. All these things are to split the hive. So they add a little gate on top and put boxes on top, and all the bees come up. And so instead of not having any bees that survived, they had to split it not one time, but two times, just to accommodate all the bees that had no place to live.
One simple set of magnets in a plastic hexagon, and colony collapse averted. Not just averted, I mean, the bees are thriving.
It's probably a miracle. I would be very surprised if the beekeepers in at least Ontario don't pay attention to this and actually go where they are up north and around the Collingwood area, so these beekeepers could see for themselves that how simple a process it would be to stop this from happening. And I'm hoping by putting it into the movie, it will take it to the world so that all the beekeepers would be able to, you know, see what you just saw.
So, and the segment on the bees, that's going to be in, is that episode two?
Yeah, the bees will be episode two. Yeah, episode two gets more into, as I said, his love for nature, you know, his love, like for birds, the pigeons, the bees, what he ate. And magnetism is actually measured in Teslas. So how strong is the magnetic field? Because he's sort of championed high intensity magnetic fields made with an electromagnet. And so it's only fitting that we include permanent magnets and his love for the bees of, you know, it's saving the bees with magnetism.
In the meantime, we have Nikola Tesla Medicine, Episode 1, The Universal Field, that's being test marketed, hopefully coming soon to a town near you. You can go to teslamedicine.com. You can learn about the documentary series. You can read about Bob Connolly, and you can find out more about upcoming screenings. teslamedicine.com, the links, of course, in the episode description here. Bob, this is absolutely mind-blowing stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A new Richard Serrett's Strange Planet drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.